Tonight, we bear witness. Witness to a death. Witness to an unjust death. Witness to the death of one unfairly persecuted, unjustly imprisoned, wrongfully convicted, and sentenced to death. Witness to the death of the one sacrificed for our sakes. Like I said as we gathered, this service marking Good Friday has always been one of deep emotion here at Grace. We gather to witness and to grieve together, to hold space for an ending and to sit here with that ending before rushing to the new thing being born. We sit here at the foot of the cross and we bear witness with Mary, with Christ's beloved disciple, with all those who held such hope for his life. We grieve that which we had hoped from this man. Now we know how this really ends, but tonight we don't rush forward to the last page of this story. We sit and we bear witness to an event that will forever change the world. We sit here and we watch and we grieve. When we are faced with the heaviness of grief, how many of us have experienced that urge to turn away? Especially when we encounter the grief of another, when we know a friend or a loved one is hurting, how tempting does it feel to rush in with a fix? To rush in and say, I can make this better. We want to make it better for our loved ones. And when that fails, because grief has no easy fix, how often do we feel the temptation to turn back to that which is comfortable, that which is joyous or cheerful or makes us feel bright? In our Western American culture, grief makes us uncomfortable. This night, as we bear witness, we are called, as followers of the man killed this night, to be countercultural. We are called to sit in the uncomfortable places. We are called to sit in the grief and in the shadows. We are called by the one who, when gathered with his friends and when faced with the unimaginable, asked them to stay awake with him, stay awake and face this thing together. We are called to abide with him. Jesus, our friend, wants us to stay up with him this night, not to show our faith, not to show our worthiness, but because he is suffering and he is scared and he knows the strength that can be found among loved ones. We bear witness tonight, not only to our Savior's divinity and sacrifice, but to his humanity as well. Like so many times in our own lives, the right words seem elusive when bearing witness to such grief, such fear, when accompanying a loved one in moments such as these. Because it isn't our words that bend to shoulder the weight. It isn't our minds that bring comfort in the shadowy places. It is simply our presence, the feeling of being together, of sharing the burden of bearing witness. So tonight, we share the burden of bearing witness. As we do, remember to take deep breaths. Stay here. Don't let your mind wander to what comes next. Stay rooted and present in this moment. And be open to what comes in the midst of this great witnessing. As we collectively, together, bear witness, I want to share these words from poet Jan Richardson. I've shared her work with you before, and I do so again because of her incredible gift in naming the unnameable. This is her poem, What Abides, written for Good Friday. You will know this blessing by how it does not stay still. By the way, it refuses to rest in one place. You will recognize it by how it takes first one form, then another. Now running down the face of the mother who watches the breaking of the child she had born. Now in the stance of the woman who followed him here and will not leave him bereft. Now it twists in anguish on the mouth of the friend whom he loved. Now it bears itself in the wound, the cry, the finishing and final breath. This blessing is not in any one of these alone. It is what binds them together. It is what dwells in the space between them, though it be torn and gaping. It is what abides in the tear the rending makes. Amen. May we be, this night, open to receive that which abides in the tear the rending makes, that which abides in us, this night and always. Amen.